this, and I didn't know it. And they said, you need to go deeper. I'd say, thank you. I appreciate that. I want to honor my father. So I hope that you would see the love that I'm giving you with God's word.
Once I'm standing up for about 5 minutes, yes. But at first, no. We're going to be defensive a little bit. Just testing out.
You're right.
I want a heart-to-heart felt talk with the person.
Right. We're supposed to prove things. Because
so
you need to prove that I am.
Now I can open up a little bit. But if it's a judgmental thing, I want a heart-to-heart judgmental conversation.
Right. Through Christ.
Not just, you're no man's up,
But I never did that. I wouldn't do that to somebody.
That's not God.
No, that's not, because we don't do that.
I just want to...
What we do is encourage people. Okay, if you walked up with a cigarette, I would say, I would encourage you to go deeper, because I can clearly see you've got a way to go.
Your body is supposed to be the temple of God, inside and out.
Correct.
So
absolutely, you're right.
Smoking and drinking and harming yourself on the inside cannot be a vessel for God if you're going to do all of that stuff.
That's right.
Your mind's not going to be totally there. Pure
right.
And clean
right.
With the Holy Spirit giving you the right path to follow on. No, you're not going to.
That's right. Yes, and we are to take care of the temple of the Holy Spirit.
And
absolutely.
Your body is that.
It is.
And you're supposed to protect and guard your heart.
Right.
What your heart is. Only you know what your heart is. You know.
Right. Right.
Nobody
we
got to
be careful of the heart. Our heart can be for God. But Jeremiah says the heart is wicked. Who can understand it? Right.
And
only God
can
give us the new one.
Yourself even too.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So that's why I am going to defend myself a little bit, because I grew up Lutheran, going once a month with my mom and dad. And then I went into Seventh-day Adventist, and I was doing everything with their... a pathfinder, adventure leader, eager beaver assistant. And then I taught the Sabbath school lesson, and I was superintendent for the morning and stuff. And then,
so you were pretty immersed in them, and now you have to shed the false teachings from that, which it sounds like you're doing, and
so
looking for
the truth.
I did all that.
Now I'm just kind of a loner and not. I usually like going for worship, and now we don't go every week, but I usually, with COVID and stuff too, that happens. Yeah, a lot of things change, going online and doing more solo and doing more.
That's one good thing
yourself.
That happened out of all that was
and
people getting out of them false
and that
religious building.
A lot of change for me, so I understand
good.
Where you're coming.
Good. That's awesome. That's awesome to hear that. Yeah. And then when I encourage you to keep going deeper, I would hope you would do the same with me. Because we're always supposed to just keep going deeper. And there's always more truth to find in there, and more obedience and more refining. Yeah.
Always.
Yes. Absolutely. So I don't want to come off as confrontational, but I do stand on God's word. And you got to understand something. We stand on the street. We go to the Super Bowls and stand outside and among 65,000 people. We go, and I'm not boasting in this, I'm trying to tell you where we come from. And we get mockers and haters. He got beat up a few weeks ago outside a church. The people from the church jumped on him and beat on him. So when people come up to talk to us, just like you said, you gotta be careful, right?
Well,
so we stand on God's word, and we do it in love. But yet we are to the world a bold people, because we boldly stand on God's word and we won't compromise.
And I don't know every memory of verse in the Bible or nothing, but I will stand for what I am in here, and that I will stand for. So
God says hide it in your heart.
I don't feel bad for being confrontational with you right away either, because it's like, okay, you have Mormons, you have Jehovah's Witnesses, you have them passing on books.
Oh, I know.
Saying this or that. Are they one
you're right.
of these Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormon or something? And
you're right.
It's not just God's word. Is they have another separate book with that. So it's like, of course, I'm going to be confrontational at first.